The latest on the crisis in the Gulf with Rich Jones, AM 690 and 106.5 FM. News Talk Radio, WOKV. Depend on it.
It's 7:54, 6 minutes away from 8 on the Friday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. Thanks for joining us. We'll update your forecast for Father's Day weekend and WOKV team traffic in about 3 minutes. Top national story continuing coverage of the crisis in the Gulf. The blown-out well at the bottom of the Gulf is spewing more crude oil, and now scientists are saying methane gas is dangerous, too. Updating us on the story is AP reporter Warren Levinson in New Orleans. Warren, tell me more about this methane. How widespread is this dangerous stuff?
Well, what's interesting about this spill, Rich, is that your typical gas deposit is 5% methane, and according to oceanographers who are studying it, this one's more like 40%. And
wow.
Now, the dangers of methane in the water are not completely understood, but let's put it this way, it can't be good for ocean life.
I can not imagine how widespread it would likely be. Could it potentially spread even further than, say, the oil slick, which is kind of more in pockets?
You know, what are the properties of gases in water? If you remember your science classes from high school, you know, it spreads out. It's different. It's odorless. It's colorless. And while, you know, while the oil is a liquid that can be skimmed up, it can be sucked up, it can be separated from the water, the gas dissolves in the water. It's not as easy to collect.
Yeah, it's, skimmers are going out. As for the oil, what's the Coast Guard saying about whether or not they're going to be able to get out there today?
Skimmers. Send us more skimmers. We've got 400 skimmers out there. If you've got more, send them. If you've got skimming equipment that can be attached to boats that don't do skimming, send that too. The oil slick basically is spreading out, and we have to spread out to catch up with it.
You're in New Orleans, and I saw Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal on Fox yesterday, and he was talking about the lack of organization in some cases. Are you hearing the same sort of stories, and where is the lack of organization?
Well, the lack of organization is everywhere. But keep in mind that this is, as Admiral Thad Allen, who's the incident commander from the Coast Guard, from this, says this is the nobody's ever really done anything like this, putting together the federal government, the state government, the local governments, business interests, environmental interests, trying to all, you know, everybody's got their own interests, trying to all kind of work toward the same goal. For instance, the specific case with the governor was the governor running around everywhere saying, hey, look at these vacuums mounted on barges. These can suck up a lot of oil, and they're sitting here in port waiting for the Coast Guard to approve them to go out. What Admiral Allen says, yeah, we like the vacuums, but we had to take a minute to actually look at them and make sure they were safe before we approved them for going out, because if somebody got hurt, if there were an accident out there, it would be on our heads.
Wow. What was the attention that was paid to the testimony yesterday? I got to imagine the people were at least paying attention there.
Yeah, it wasn't exactly, they weren't exactly stop everything and riveted by it, but you know, you go in the restaurants and bars and it's on, you know, you go in places, it's up on the TV set. I don't know that there's enough eye rolling on the planet to describe the kind of reaction it got here. Tony Hayward is not a popular guy in the Gulf area, and nothing that he said made him any more popular.
How about Congressman Joe Barton, who apologized to BP yesterday?
I think if he comes around here, he's going to need a Groucho glasses, or at the very least a false mustache.
It's so funny, Warren, you say that, because I'm looking up at Fox and I see Geraldo, so I see the mustache.
Okay, perfect timing.
AP reporter Warren Levinson joining us live in New Orleans. Thanks for your time. Be safe there. We'll check in with you next week, okay? 7:57 now on Jacksonville's Morning News. Let's update weather and traffic every 10 minutes on the 7s.